The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Thursday. That means tomorrow's Friday, unless I'm mistaken. I have in my right hand the brand new edition of Gerald Celente's brilliant, wonderful Trends Journal. You just heard an ad about that a couple of moments ago on the network here. It is loaded with great stories. I've perused several of them already. And it's really all, I think, tied together maybe most spontaneously and cleverly. Gerald calls the election season here, this election cycle, as the journalists like to call it, the presidential reality show. Cowards, liars, freaks, and fools. And boy, has it lived up to that and then some. Last night on this so-called, they call it a presidential forum or something. Yeah, presidential forum, that's what it was. We had the unmitigated pleasure of watching Hillary, if you just stop asking me questions, I wouldn't have to lie, Clinton, lying again and again and again. She doesn't stop. Oh, last night she said, by the way, my Iraq war vote. Well, it wasn't just an Iraq war vote. It was a vote to destroy an entire country and over a million, maybe 2 million of its people. It was a vote for genocide, mass human destruction, not to mention the infrastructure, of course. She said it was a mistake. Gee, I made a mistake. I wonder how that makes the Iraqis feel. She also said that she is now sorry that she used a private server, in fact, a couple of them, in her bathroom. Endless lies. Endless lies. And again, the article in the New Trends Journal, Gerald's just coined the perfect title for it, the presidential reality show. In fact, he's trademarked it. Well done, Gerald, and welcome back.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me. And actually, Jeff, we called it that back in 2007. And that's when Obama was taken under the wing of Oprah Winfrey. She had never supported a presidential candidate up until him.
Yeah.
And, of course, he was a community organizer in yeah. South Chicago that organized nothing.
It's kind of like a commissar, isn't it, without portfolio?
Yeah, I mean, he organized nothing. And right. He's all he is a shill for the multinationals, among them the Pritzker family.
Yeah.
And they're, of course, the owners of Hyatt Hotel.
Yeah.
And Penny Pritzker is our commerce secretary. And she's cutting the deal now with Cuba. So isn't that interesting? You think there'll be any Hyatt Hotels in Cuba? So what they did was they got this fraud of a nothing, a nothing, lying. It's not even Obama anymore. To me, it's a liar. And he's lied. He lied his way into office.
Yeah.
And I was on Oprah twice, so I have a pretty good understanding of the show. And I had been on virtually every other news program and morning show.
Yeah.
Whether it was with Matt Lauer or Brian Williams in the news and Katie Couric and June London and on and on and on. So I was on Oprah, and her show was like no other. She became the queen of TV, not only because of the way she, you know, presented herself and her show, but the way she ran it. A real pro. So when she took Obama under her wing, he became a Oprah or a Harpo, the name of her company, a
exactly.
Harpo production.
Better, yeah.
And so that's all he is. So that's when we coined the term, because I knew what a fraud he was back then. And we wrote about in the Trends Journal. And so that's when we came up with the name, the Presidential Reality Show.
You know, when I first got onto that that fraud, and it was, I think, a couple of months before when he gave that, what was it, the keynote speech or the opening speech of the Democratic National Convention,
right,
before he was a known commodity. I saw him speak somewhere else, and it was a very good, substantial platform. I said, this guy they've got him marked. He's on the way. And then when I saw him at the convention speaking, I said, here it is. Here's the first black president. He's coming.
Yep. And so that's the story. That's how we got it. And this is, too. I mean, you know, I just got back from Denmark, by the way. Yeah, I was going.
How was the pastry?
Oh, everything was great. The food was great. The people. The lot of laughter in the streets. It was really nice to see. I counted. I was there 8 days in Copenhagen. Then I went to another city. And I counted the grand total in Copenhagen of 5 cop cars in 8 days. And I never saw one policeman on the street.
Huh. Any immigrants?
Not a lot, but there's the backlash growing there too.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big tourist place, you know. So,
oh yeah.
You know, but so it's hard to tell. But you see the immigrants, and as a matter of fact, it was when I was coming back. You know, I had bought the International New York Times, and the front page story was about that.
Mm-hmm.
And what's going on is we saw what happened with the election on Sunday in Germany, with Angela Merkel's party, you know, losing the biggest it ever has against the AfD. And again, that's right in the Trends. It's the cover of the Trends Journal.
Yeah.
People Power.
Yeah.
And about the populist movements going on. So she lost to the AfD party, the Alternative for Deutschland,
right,
which we outlined in the Trends Journal. You know, this is a month, you know, before it happened. So anyway, they won big. And the populist movement is real. It's being missed. It's being mistermed. They call it a right-wing movement. And again, I just got back from there, so I'm hearing, watching different news, and I'm listening to Orbán, the prime minister or president, whatever his title is, of Hungary.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying this isn't about anti-Syrian, anti-Muslim, anti-African. We want to maintain our own culture. It's been our culture for centuries. We don't want to dilute it.
Right.
So now what the media does is they say, how dare you?
Oh, yeah.
Who the heck are you to maintain your culture when we want to globalize and multinationalize you so you could become as ugly and as tasteless and as soulless as American fast food and big box stores.
That's exactly right. Well said. Yeah, yeah.
So that's what this is about. So anyway, when you ask me about the now the anti-immigration movement is building in Denmark, it's building in Poland, it's built in Hungary. You're going to see an election in I think it's October 2nd in Austria. look for that party to win as well. The populist movements are real. In this country, I call Trump a pop populist. You know, he's playing the card but not dealing the deck. And again, I'm very upset. As you well know, I launched Occupy Peace.
Yeah.
I put my money where my mouth is. So when Trump comes out with his military program that he's going to increase the size of the military, build the army bigger, build the navy bigger, on and on and on, I want no part of that. And then on the other term, and he calls Hillary Clinton out and calls her trigger happy. He said, great, but why are you doing this? So anyway, that's how I look at the presidential reality show. And I have to tell you, when you go overseas, and I go overseas a lot, there's a lot of concern over there about what's happened to America.
Oh, no, that's good to hear. You know, I don't have any problem at all with European nations trying to save themselves.
No.
In fact, if they didn't, I would have a problem with that. They're doing what they should do. There's no question here that they are being force-fed this human tide of immigrants who will never assimilate, don't want to assimilate, and they're being put in there, and not as families, but as young fighting-age men. You've seen the pictures.
Who caused the problem? Why are they leaving Syria?
Well, because we bombed the hell out of the Middle East because of Hillary Clinton destroying
Hillary
Iraq, etc.
Obama,
yeah.
George Bush.
It goes all the way back.
Murderers.
Sure. No, no.
Tony Blair, Cameron, Sarkozy, Merkel. So everybody's talking about the refugee problem, but nobody's talking about who caused the problem.
No, we dare not do that.
Who bombed the hell out of these countries and destroyed them?
Can't do that.
The Nobel Peace of Crap Prize was awarded to Obama for what? For destroying Libya? The most prosperous nation in Africa?
No, it's all sickening.
So what I'm saying is no one's... And look, we wrote about this in the Trends Journal in detail back in 2011. Gaddafi warned Europe that when they overthrew him, the wave of migrants coming out of Africa would be flooding into the country.
He was right.
We have the quotes in the Trends Journal, even the Trends Journal that you have.
Mm-hmm.
He had made a deal with Europe that there would be no migrants coming out of Africa going through Libya into Europe. He cut a deal with Berlusconi and others.
Yeah. No, that was absolutely correct. One of the biggest recent developments in international geopolitical history that no one knows, no one talks about, but it's in the Trends Journal. You're right. And then Hillary Clinton ordered his murder. And that was the end of that. He was on the way to surrender, as you know.
And you have that clip that you played of the psychopath, how happy she was when she heard he was dead.
Yeah. No, he was on the way to surrender. They had a white flag. She ordered his exact location to be told to the factions that were going to execute him, and they did.
Yep, they sodomized him with swords.
It's unbelievable.
Yep, and she gets a kick out of that.
Oh, sure,
so anyway,
yeah.
So that's where we are in this cycle, and I've never seen anything like this in my life.
Nope.
At a country of 320 million people, this is it.
This is it. Right, this is the best we can do.
I
mean, you got Harpo, Oprah, she's on video here, her idea on how to end racism. She said, all old white people are going to have to die.
Well, again, you know, this is a racist nation. That's why
Absolutely.
We have a black president. That's why we have a black president.
That's it's why so racist, I can't walk
that's
out
why
the door.
The last two attorney generals were black. And who else? Jed Johnson, the guy that...
Jay Johnson, another one.
Totally incompetent
and if you,
guy running the Homeland Security.
DHS.
I think he's a little bit darker than my Italian skin. I mean, it goes to one after Condoleezza Rice,
if you
Colin
look at,
Powell,
yeah.
Who's Susan Rice,
yep.
The head of national security,
yep.
And they keep playing this card. Here's what I want to hear. I don't want to hear another word until you show me the Italian-American presidents. Show me the Italian-Americans running the governments. Show me the Italian-Americans you running in the Senate. Show me them and then play your race card. And I'm tired of this rap, man. I know it's tough. Everybody has it hard.
You know,
I don't want to hear the bad rap anymore. I got my own.
Yeah.
Keep it to yourself.
Amen. If you watch commercial television for an hour, you come away with the idea that at least 40% of America is black. Look at the commercials. Every commercial has black Americans in it. That's fine for them. But I mean, the image here is antithetical to racism. It's
ridiculous. I know,
ridiculous.
That's what I'm saying. We have a black president. Are there racists in the country? Of course there are. Are there ignorant people? Right next to me, I got one over here, my neighbor. I mean, you got crazy people everywhere. That does not make this a racist nation. If it was a racist nation, we would not have a black president. And by the way, a sellout of the first degree, a liar in chief, a man that conned his way into the White House, a traitor to this country.
Absolutely. Absolutely. One of the worst presidents in American history. Maybe
well,
the worst
right
under some... He's right
but
there.
But again, you knew Bush was the lying, stupid moron that he was.
Oh, the village idiot.
This guy plays the card.
Yeah.
And the arrogance of him. I've had enough of his... Oh, and by the way, this whole big thing about, you know, they didn't have the red carpet for him. Who made up this crap that our presidents have to have red carpets? And you got a bunch of little flunkies in their grown-up Boy Scout uniforms saluting them with all their medals. You know, these guys in these uniforms doing that, man, they're nothing but, you know, doing the drag. That's their drag.
Yeah, that's well put.
They're
that's exactly
drag.
Right. Yeah.
That's all they are.
Yeah.
Who made up this stuff that we have to salute these clowns? Did anybody ever hear of a public servant? You're working for us. Who put you on this pedestal? What's this red carpet crap? Could you imagine Washington and Jefferson and Hamilton and the people that brought this country democracy and the Constitution looking at El Presidente of Los Estados Unidos, the Banana Republic, and everybody getting tight about he didn't have his red carpet?
Washington and Jefferson would order the thing rolled up. Get that out of the hair. Get it away from me. I really run out of words. I can't stand to watch him anymore, Gerald. I can't stand to listen to him. He is the consummate fraud, and I just can't take it. I've had enough. I think you're over the top, too.
Oh, yeah. No. Look, I knew he was a fraud. You read the Trends Journal back in 2007.
Yeah. It's really something that you have to see it to believe it. If somebody were to have set you down 15, 20 years ago and told you that this kind of crap would go on, you wouldn't have believed it. I wouldn't have believed it. Someday in the distant future, maybe. But they have really opened the door and let the garbage flow in here. The garbage is running the show now.
It's all of America at every level. It's the music. It's the, look at Hollywood, moronwood, lowlifewood, ignorantwood, arrogantwood, stupidwood, and look at their summer sales. One flop after another.
Oh, good. I hadn't heard. Good. They deserve it. Yeah, it's garbage.
Everything.
They keep remaking old classics, and they're horrible. They run out of ideas, it seems like.
Because they're a bunch of arrogant people. They have no creativity. It's at every level of America. All we have, the presidents, are a reflection of where this country is today.
Well, they're rock stars. They're not presidents. He's a rock star. He gets a red carpet. He's a rock star. Remember when he sang that little ditty in that news conference and everyone thought how cool he was? He's a rock star.
Remember Clinton coming out, you know, on MTV playing a saxophone?
Oh, yes, I saw it.
With the glasses. I mean, can you imagine? That's how low it, what I'm trying to
it
say.
It went downhill
is
from
that
there.
The fish rots from the head down.
Yeah.
Oh, and we have a bunch of rotten fish running the country. And populist movements are happening everywhere in the West except the United States.
You know, the latest word that the so-called media has demonized and painted black is the word nationalist, nationalism, pride of one's nation.
I know.
That makes you automatically a racist just for openers, but beyond that, it makes you a fascist and a Nazi and every other bad label they can throw at you. It's like what they did after the Oklahoma City bombing with the word patriot. They made that word the dirtiest word in the English language within 2 weeks. They're doing it now with the word nationalist. And also, you notice how on the presidential reality show, the liberal left socialist, I don't know what you'd call them, ad counselors, ad agents, ad producers, have come up with this new alt-right label that Hillary's been throwing around, the alt-right. It's all memes now. Everything is done, sold by and pushed by a meme, the alt-right.
You hit it on the head. And that's what I'm saying about you, if you're a nationalist, how dare you? If you're a populist and you want to maintain your nationality,
right?
How dare you? So
oh, yeah.
Every time they write about populists going on in Europe, they call them right wing.
Absolutely.
It has nothing to do with right wing or fascism.
Well, this AfD party in Deutschland, Merkel's party that got his butt kicked in her own district, that party and her opponents are telling her to get, actually, no, they were on her side. They're telling her to get ready for a Wagnerian funeral. They're going to dump her. They're tired of being overrun with people who weren't born there, don't care about the country, and want to destroy it, and are destroying it. And Merkel has been one of the biggest traitors in modern geopolitical history.
Among the rest of them.
Among the rest
of
them.
She's right up there with the lousiest of the lousiest.
Oh, and look at, let's talk about...
Look at France. Look at England.
Hollande and little Sarko now is going to stand trial for something the day after he announced for president again. They announced that he had been indicted for something.
The whole system is...
They're all criminals.
They're all criminals.
Is there an honest man or woman among them who has achieved a position of power and authority and influence? I can't think of one. I'm sure there are, but I can't think of any offhand. And look at this little, oh, I got to watch my words here. This little jerk in Canada, this Trudeau guy.
Oh, yeah, a little
come
nothing
on.
Again.
He's selling them out so fast, it isn't even funny.
Again, he'd be nowhere if his father wasn't who, you know.
Exactly.
Another guy, born on third base, thought he had a home run.
He sure did. Pretty boy, little pretty boy.
Yep.
The New Trends Journal is out. We're going to take a break here real quick, come right back with Mr. C. The Trends Journal, history before it happens. The cover is People Power, and I'll tell you, the articles in here, when I can't wait to sit down and go through this, because we've talked about this on the program before. It's Gerald Celente's own article in this issue. It's called The Last World War. And I'd like to talk about that with you in a couple minutes, Gerald. This is really not a joke. This is a big deal. Back in just a minute. Hang on. Okay, let's get right back to Gerald Celente, the new issue of the Trends Journal. If you haven't subscribed, you really should. If you want to be informed, you want to sit down, pick up something you can read and get into. And I can't say the same about most newspapers anymore. You really can't pick up a newspaper and get too terribly well informed. Not like this. This is a publication, the likes of which, it's unique. I've never seen anything like it. There isn't the likes of which. You're welcome. You deserve it. You've created something not only needed, but unduplicatable. It is your own, and it is you. Now, another couple of words about the presidential reality show, and I want to jump right into the new issue of the Trends Journal. When you think, Gerald, about this woman with at least a quart or two of Botox in her face. If you saw her before the campaign, ladies and gentlemen, and you looked carefully, look at her face now. They've got her face so injected with Botox, it isn't funny. Okay, whatever. It's telegenicity. It's all about appearance. We know that. But her health, Gerald, this woman may well be dying. We don't know. She could have oral cancer. She could have colon cancer. She could have brain cancer. We don't know. She's got a hole in her tongue the size of a dime that was excised by a surgeon. We don't know what that was about. The coughing, the chicken head seizure, right? She can't walk stairs anymore. She's obviously got a catheter tube. You can see it. I've got the picture up there. And look at the drawing next to it. It shows you what they're all about. She's got a catheter. She clearly has clotting problems, two deep vein thrombosis, DVTs, the brain blood clot, which is not good. They're really worried. They've got her on Coumadin permanently, which you're not supposed to do. It's a 6-month maximum prescription. They're trying desperately to keep her blood from clotting. The coughing, unbelievable coughing fits. Those coughing fits are not allergies. They're tied into, according to neurologists, a stroke perhaps, a seizure perhaps, perhaps the concussion, but clearly tied into something of a larger magnitude. This woman should be, if the Republicans were smart, Gerald, I think they ought to file a suit in a court, a federal court, as soon as possible, insisting that there may be fraud being committed here and that she have a full and complete, and I would say the same thing about Trump, medical evaluation and examination. What's going on here with her health is not a joke. When she went to Joe Biden's family home, she couldn't stand up without holding onto a chair, leaning on a table with her hands. They put in a stair railing, and she's got this black fellow with her all the time. Now, he's even on the airplane with her when she had that coughing fit. He was leaning over her on the seat after she called off the press conference in the plane and walked back up front, and he was treating her somehow. This is a big issue, and she's getting a free pass. The liberal, socialist, left, dim-witted mainstream media will not examine this as it should be by journalists. They won't look at it. They're giving her a ride. Any thoughts on this?
A lot of things.
Yeah, anything you can say on the air?
I believe it was Eisenhower that said, if you're in your 70s, this isn't a job for you. And I'm the same age as Trump. And I'm in, very good shape.
You're in ultra-fit shape.
And I'm not the same. I don't have the energy I used to have. You just don't have it at that age.
No.
I'm very active.
Yeah.
You just don't have that energy. And it's what Eisenhower said. If you're in your 70s, this isn't the job for you. It's too intense. You could be an advisor. That'd be great.
My God, especially but, now. Look what Ike's 50, 60 years ago. Now look at it. You couldn't be
and
more
look
right.
Look what both of them look like. I mean, yeah. My God, I mean, really, I mean, Trump is in terrible shape and he eats crap. You see him, he brags about eating, McDonald's and KFC. And both
well,
of them,
it looks like it.
They drink Diet Coke.
Now, that's a killer, by the way, as you know.
Yeah.
You've done articles, I think, on it, but you've covered that.
Aspartame
is a killer.
Yeah, sure. I remember when aspartame, I used to work for the chemical industry back in the 70s. That's why I know a lot of what I know, because I was on the other side. And I remember when it first, started going into product. And all of the warning signs were there right at the beginning. Everyone knew it was dangerous.
Hell, the scientists who created it quit. They quit. They would not back it. They said, this is a toxin. We're not having anything to do. And they quit. Lead scientist.
I remember very well, So anyway, going back to both of these candidates, look at them. Look at them. They're not. So when you mentioning about Hitlery, so what? So what? She's not healthy. It's not about her running the White House. We're bringing back Slick Willie.
Oh, she's already named him as the head of the economy. He's going to handle the economy. Now, doesn't that make all of you feel better?
What I'm saying to you is that all she is a front for the criminal gang.
Oh, I know. She wants to sleep. So her health is bad. Look, this
makes no difference.
What this is, it's a show. Like, you've got it in a tight. It's a show. They're propping her up with chemical pharmaceuticals. Trump has gained 50 pounds at least since he started. You're correct. You're 100% correct. This is showbiz, folks. Period.
And that's what I'm saying. So the health issue is not an issue in the grander scale, because all she is a front for the mafia.
Yeah, I just hate fraud. I hate it.
But the whole system is fraudulent.
If you're sick, absolutely. If you're sick, be honest about it. You know?
What honest? Honest? These people don't know the term.
Not at that level.
They're sociopaths.
No more. This is going back to the two. You mentioned Eisenhower. Back then, we had a whole different ethos about this matter.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, when you were a kid, when I was a kid, most of you listening, when you were a kid, when we told a little white lie, we actually felt like we did something wrong. My God, now people tell the biggest, blackest lies and don't bat an eye. So we've gone all the way into the toilet, and covering up Hitler's health is, as you say correctly, so what? But it's still part and parcel of the show. And I'm trying to get people like you are to understand that television and video audio imagery is what's controlling everything. It's not the people. They're not the string pullers. Nobody can connect the dots anymore. They don't. They say they do, but some do, but many don't. They just can't.
Also, you mentioned about the media and why they're pro-Hitlery. And it's very clear. Go back to the Federal Communications Act of 1996 that Bill Clinton deregulated the communications industry.
That was the end of a semblance of a fair media in this country.
So you used to have thousands of independent countries owning radio stations, newspapers, and TV
companies.
Stations.
Yeah.
Independents, thousands.
Yeah.
And so when he deregulated, now we have six companies that control 90% of the media. So of course they're favorable to her. It's called payback.
Yep. Well, we got 61 days. Obama spent, what did he spend? $10 million this last week trying to get more, let's call them immigrants, just to be charitable, registered to vote. You don't even have to show identification to vote anymore. Didn't it used to be you had to be a citizen to vote? Doesn't that count?
He is such an arrogant, disgusting human being. Again, all he is 8 years of lies. We go back to the first day he plays El Presidente. Folks, I'm going to close Guantanamo by the end of the year. That was 7 years ago. He played the card as the peace candidate.
Yeah.
And he increased the troop surge into Afghanistan by 33,000 troops. One lie after another. Signed a National Defense Authorization Act on New Year's Eve 2011 that gives El Presidente of Los Estados Unidos, the banana republic we live in, the right to kill you, me, and anybody he doesn't like.
That's not a joke either.
That's not a joke. It's the truth. There's no more habeas corpus. It's gone. 2 days ago, they just slaughtered 13 people in Yemen, suspected terrorists.
Suspected.
He's killed over 4,000 innocent people, according to human rights groups, Reliance among them, in drone strikes.
Oh, he loves weddings, too.
Yeah, and that's outside of where they don't even report the drone strikes in Iraq and in Afghanistan. And in Libya.
Totally right. Okay, let me go to the Trends Journal now, because this is really an important article. And Gerald has written it's a must read. I wish I could get it to all of you, and I hope you'll subscribe.
Well, I just want to mention this to the people listening. If they want to subscribe, as you well know, it's only $100 a year. And not only do they get the Trends Journal, they get the Trends Monthly. They get, as you well know, trend alerts each week.
Yeah.
Trends in the News broadcast every Monday through Friday. So we know that people, even at $100, people are having a tough time. So we have a discount request page. Tell us your story. We'll do the best we can. We try to make it available to everybody.
That's class. That's total class. That's really nice to hear.
And the reason that we do it is the mission of what we're doing, and that is for people to think for themselves and to also, when we're talking about the movements and what we need to do to change things, to remember that wonderful quote, "It does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority, keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men," Samuel Adams. So that's the purpose of this.
Yeah, you could have said that last week.
Yeah, the purpose is for everyone to do what they can do to change the direction. Anyone that says you have no role in charting the future is robbing you of your dignity, your respect, and your courage.
Not exactly right. Okay, this article is called "The Last World War," and Gerald starts it out. Gerald is, if you don't know, he's the publisher of the Trends Journal, among everybody. He's the man. Top trend and year update. 2016 forecast. With each passing day, the drums of war beat louder, and the list of countries joining the march to war grows longer. If trend lines drawn since the war on terror launched by U.S. President George W. Bush following 9/11 are not reversed, World War III will not only be a top trend of 2016, it may be the last world war. And this is a comprehensive overview of the hot spots around the world and where they can go. And they can go very, very quickly. Now, I want to get your view on what you think is most important, but I've always been fascinated with China and what they're doing in the South China Sea with these coral reefs, these little atolls. They're creating islands out of them. And you've got a picture in the article about of one of those. It's finished now, I'm sure. And there must be over 50 large ships there. They're dredges. And they'll find something where the land sticks through the water a little bit here and there. A shoal, they call them, S-H-O-A-L. And they'll start dredging, and they'll build, and they'll build, and they'll put a perimeter wall around it. And they'll actually create a landmass in the water. And they always make room for a 9,000-foot-long runway on these things. And the latest wrinkle is kind of cute. They're going to, they say, commission 5 or 6 cruise ships to take Chinese citizens who have earned a vacation to one or more of these little islands to spend a few days. So to turn him into Chinese tourist haunts. But they're really military outposts. And it's fascinating. And what does Obama do? Sends more ships in there, those that we have. But what does Hillary do? "I'm going to stand up to the Chinese. I'm going to shoot down Vladimir Putin's jets over Syria." This kind of rhetoric is backed up with a movement of enormous numbers of NATO troops, American troops, military vehicles, armored vehicles, tanks, planes, jets, you name it. And we're pushing and pushing on the western border of Russia, on the southern border of Russia. How much more pushing before Putin will respond? So far, he's been very, very stoic and resilient to this. But it's clear to me, Gerald, that they want some kind of at least regional conflict over there.
One of our, we have conferences here. And we had one last year, just a year ago. And we had Dr. Paul Craig Roberts here. And it was a real honor because he doesn't travel anywhere. And he came to this conference. And it was to launch Occupy Peace. And, of course, for people that don't know who he was Reagan's former assistant treasury secretary. You could go to our website, trendsresearch.com, and you could buy the video of him here. And he's telling, now this guy was the assistant treasury secretary under Reagan. He had the power to call in the director of the CIA and question him under oath. And when you listen to this video, he's telling what was going on. He said Reagan never wanted to win the Cold War. He only wanted to end it. It has to do what you're talking about with America's, with the pivot to Asia in the South China Sea, putting missile defense systems in Romania and Poland, we're sending troops to the Baltic states bordering Russia,
yep,
and building up NATO. So he goes on, Paul Craig Robertson, again, anyone can get the video, it's only like $50. And there's three videos for the package. But anyway, he said Reagan never wanted to win the Cold War. He only wanted to end it. But he had a very difficult time doing that because the neocons were derailing everything that he tried.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the same thing is going on now.
Oh, yeah.
So to answer your question, it's the neocons with their sick minds that are destroying other countries, and in the process of doing it, destroying America. So now we have, you mentioned about those little atolls. When we look at the size of the South China Sea, and look at the couple of acres that they're pulling out of these little shoals, these rock outcroppings, you couldn't see them without a microscope. Now think of that. And then think about, how dare the Chinese do this? As America has how many bases around the world?
Obscene number.
It's over 1,000.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, it's odd. The hypocrisy
America,
is unmeasurable.
That's what I'm trying to say. Then yesterday the news was another Russian jet came within 10 feet of an American aircraft.
Which had turned its transponders off, by the way. A spy plane. Right on the Russian border.
Yeah. Could you imagine if a Russian plane was off the border of New York or California?
Within 5 miles of the border, no transponder on.
Would we blow it apart?
Probably. We wouldn't send somebody up there to intimidate them a little bit. We'd shoot them down.
We'd shoot them down.
Yeah. Yeah. And we don't,
So that's the last war.
That is.
And that's what they're leading us to.
That's right.
America's provoking other countries, and you don't provoke the Russian bear. And if you don't believe me, ask Napoleon. If you don't believe Napoleon, ask Hitler. And America, oh, you're going to beat them, or you guys can't win in Afghanistan. You can't win in Iraq. You can't win in Libya. Everything you do is a failure. The military has not won a war since World War II, just for the record. So now you're going to beat Russia. Yeah, got it, man. And then, so when you talk about what's going on, now think about this, that El Presidente, that all those liberals love, he sold, according to a report that just came out from the Defense Security Cooperation Agency, data from them, which is the United States government, I love the name, Cooperation Agency, it's a Pentagon body,
mm-hmm.
Obama sold, over $115 billion in arms and other military equipment to Saudi Arabia. They're using that armaments to slaughter innocent people in Yemen who've done nothing to anybody. Then you look at, when we're talking about this and putting it into its fullest context, of the war machine that America has assembled, and it's nonstop. So now the United States is supporting Turkey in its invasion of Syria, and we are in Syria, and Congress no longer votes, as per the Constitution, to go to war. It's a war. So here's the headline of the Financial Times. Turkey escalates attack on Kurdish militia. Now, you read a headline like that, what does it mean? Are they having a problem there? No, they invaded a foreign country. It's called Syria.
We're at it again. We are doing
but
it again.
But that's not mentioned.
No.
They make it seem as though They go, and now the other line is that all the countries that are supporting this and giving money to Saudi Arabia, like Obama, that wonderful liberal, sold $115 billion in arms deals to Syria, to Saudi Arabia, who's destroying Syria, got the Libyan war going. And so
hands and everything. Yeah.
Yeah. So now when you put the whole package together, you're seeing a world war develop. The numbers are there.
Absolutely. Yeah.
They're there. And again, Russia is in Syria. And guess who else is moving in?
Germany.
China.
Oh, China too. Yeah.
On the side of Assad. And now, so you're going to have Iran, China, and
it's all there in
Russia.
Microcosm. It's all there. All the players, the game board is Syria. They've all got their markers on the board and they're moving them around. That's right. That's right. It's all right there. Yeah. Now, Turkey has offered the United States full cooperation to invade and overthrow ISIS control of Raqqa, which is the capital of ISIS in Syria. So you may see the Turks and the Americans go into Raqqa.
The Americans are there already.
Of course they are.
And so what we're saying is this is the Third World War. It has begun.
It's already started. You're right. You know, you mentioned that before, months ago. It's already going. And don't forget one thing. We're not going to beat Russia in war.
That's what I was saying.
Napoleon
couldn't pull it off.
No, it's not only the people. They won't lose. Their research and development has never slowed ever since World War II. When they got all those German scientists, they got about half, we got about half. They are building things that we can't touch. They have a hypersonic ICBM called the Sarmat, which is being delivered 2 years early for deployment and service. They have so much technology now. They got that hypersonic cruise missile called the Caliber. We can't touch many of their most advanced
products. What's the United States doing? They're fighting the last war, spending trillions of our dollars building up a naval military that's as antiquated as battleships.
It is.
Because of just the technology that you talked about.
No, all these ships, these aircraft carrier power projection
destroy
fleets,
the whole thing. They're waste.
They're floating graveyards. Done.
Yep.
And they're not going to do a damn thing but burble their way to the bottom with their nuclear bombs and their nuclear reactors, and they'll sit there and they'll poison the rest of the oceans. It's really disgusting. Gerald, thank you, my friend. Take care, and we'll talk next month. Congratulations on another marvelous edition of Trends Journal.
Well, thanks so much, and thanks for all that you do, Jeff.
Okay, thank you. Take
care.
Man. Gerald Celente's Trends Journal. It really is that good. No hyperbole there at all. Okay? All right. Back in a few minutes with more.